it's like being a detective, but there are traces, and we're going to look at some of those traces today, and well, let's see what we find. Let's see if my screen works. We know that Shakespeare was born in Stratford-on-Avon, and this is the house he was born in. It's been a tourist attraction for hundreds of years. We know, for example, that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, two of the United States founding fathers, went to visit it in 1786, and they were not impressed. They thought it was mean and small, but they did go to the trouble of chipping off a bit of Shakespeare's chair and taking it home. Now, both of those things probably wouldn't have happened if there'd been a decent guide at work in Shakespeare's birthplace in 1786, and that's a subject that we'll return to a bit later in the tour. Now, I say that William Shakespeare was born in Stratford. We know this, as we know most of what we know about Shakespeare's life, just from legal and other records. And so this is the record of his baptism in the parish church at Stratford-on-Avon. We've made up a birthday for William Shakespeare. We've given him April the 23rd, 1564. Actually, we don't really know when he was born. What this baptism record tells us is that William, son of John Shakespeare, was baptized on April the 26th. And from that, we surmise, well, babies were usually baptized at about 3 days after birth, so we've guessed that he was born on the 23rd of April. And we know from other parish records that as a young man, he married a lady named Anne Hathaway. And we also know that at the time that they got married, she was already pregnant with their first child, Susanna. And we know that because we've got the record of Susanna's baptism about 6 months later. And then we know that they had twins, Judith and Hamnet. And then what did he do when Anne Hathaway was weighed down with a toddler and baby twins? He comes to London to make a new career as an actor. Understandable, I think, because in Shakespeare's time, there was no theatre scene in Stratford-on-Avon. If you wanted to make it in the theatre, you had to go where the theatre was, which was London. What I put on the screen here is a map of what we now think of as London, which is this giant metropolis of about 1,600 square miles, more than 2,000 square kilometres. But in Shakespeare's time, London really just meant the original city of London, with which the Romans established, this little area right in the middle. Anything outside there, like south of the river where his Globe Theatre was, or to the west here where the Queen lived, all of that was not in London so far as Shakespeare is concerned. And our tour today is focused very much on the London of Shakespeare's time, the tiny little city of London. And actually, we're going to take a very short walk. We'll start up here at St. Olave's, Silver Street, and finish here at Playhouse Yard. That's only about 2 kilometres, just over a mile. You could do it in 20 minutes if we weren't dawdling on a tour, but we are dawdling on a tour. So let's visit our first site, which is at the corner of London Wall and Noble Street, because here we know that Shakespeare lived. And as I said, the reason that Shakespeare leaves very little in the way of documentary evidence in his own hand as to what he was doing and where he was doing it, but we have legal records. So we know that he arrived in London as a young man in his 20s, in the 1580s, and lived in rented accommodation not too far from here in a place called Bishopsgate. And we know that because he was dragged into court for not paying his taxes. You know, actors then, not so different from actors now. The money comes in, it goes out. Do they put anything aside to pay the taxes? Well, not in that case. However, Shakespeare seems to have learned his lessons. because after that, he was a very, very careful saver and investor, and he made quite a lot of money. But despite having his entire career in London, and he was here for decades, he mostly didn't buy, or at least not until almost the end of his life, he didn't buy a home in London. He always lived in rented accommodation.